Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we
die. Live from Los Angeles, at home edition of the Life Changes.
Look at the night sky. Look at the
night sky. Media shaman and VR evangelist Michael. Musical guest, Jen Starby. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I actually don't know how many times I heard myself say during many conversations this week, I wish the world could hear this conversation. And it's one of the reasons why we have the Life Changes show. It's why we are so passionate about what we do, because we do have conversations that inspire us, and we do bring many of them to the show. And some of them can't be brought yet, and some of them people aren't ready to share. And I have to say that this particular one today is one of the exciting ones that is also... it's still a little rare in that a lot of our shows and a lot of actually most of what we see out there are people that have really well rehearsed their subject, and they talk about something that happened to them long time in the past, which is great. And that they've overcome and they've built this, and now they've written this book, and now they're sharing from this place of I went through it and here I am and you can too. Rarely do we have somebody that's willing to come on while they're going through something that is so big and so major, and to share what is working for them with so much passion that they want the world to know and to benefit as well. Even though they're in process and it might not be as polished as they want, and it might not. And what's important is it's their heart. Their heart is polished. And that's what we feel when we and felt when we connected with Michael Newman, our guest. And we are looking forward to him sharing a bit of his story. But interestingly enough, it's the solutions that and the therapy that he is experiencing and benefiting from that he is wanting to share with all of us. So grateful for our guest and our musical guest. Actually, both of them do it through music as well. And our musical guest is going to be sharing his music, of his devotional music, actually. And I can't think of music that we need more of right now, today. So glad that Jen Starby is with us. I'm looking forward to this, so we're going to get started right away. We'll be right back with the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@LifeChangesNetwork.com or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Indeed. This is the Life Changers Show at Home Edition, and I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, online with our producer and co-host, Marc Lejour.
That was a great opening, Filippo, and I think this is such an important conversation. What Michael has to offer is so powerful, and I think it's not only, you know, germane to those overcoming their own challenges, but I believe the rules have changed, and the faster that we can learn how to co-create our way to what we really want, I think the faster and easier we're going to be able to get through any of these life changes.
Great points. Absolutely. Thank you, Marc. We have titled this show Social VR, as in virtual reality. Social VR, the next generation of co-creation. Our guest is a media shaman. I like that. And I can't wait to learn more about it. Well, I think I know. But we'll all get to learn. And VR evangelist, again, haven't heard that ever. Welcome to the show, Michael Newman.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And I have to say, at the very end of your bio, there's a little paragraph. And I want to share more of what that paragraph says. But the beginning is this. My life has had its challenges. And lately, a lot of them real fast and major. And I know it's good if you can share a bit about that.
Well, I'm English. So I lived in California for a while. And I got married, worked in the music industry. And my wife was suffering with depression. So we moved to Indiana to be closer to her parents and stuff. And I got a regular job and dropped out of the music industry. Everything was going on fine. And then her sister died. I had a stroke. Her mother died. And my wife couldn't take it. So she committed suicide. So that's kind of a curveball to be thrown. So I suddenly was left in rural Indiana, having had a stroke, not being able to speak properly or read or write or function. And I started to use social media to heal those things. Because like the speech therapists in the local area, they were closed down 3 weeks after I got an appointment there. Mm. It's rural Indiana. You know, they had no call for it. So they closed it down. Mm. I used Skype with a friend of mine, Lightyear, in Florida. He's another musician. And we would talk every week. And we'd do a book study. And that way I learned to read and write. And I can talk now pretty well. I can follow conversations and things. And then I wanted to get my physical health back. So I got a VR headset and I tried doing the exercises and stuff. And it's kind of fun. The Beat Saber and all this flinging about stuff. And it's kind of fun. But I was also going to a therapy group for my stroke, for me to be able to follow conversations and speak and, you know, not to be so isolated. But then the pandemic hit. Mm. So that all ended, you know. So I went on to Zoom like everybody did. And it just doesn't do it for me. Because, you know, people will turn their video off or they'll turn their microphone off and they'll be doing something else and nobody's concentrating. So this friend of mine in Florida, because a lot of musicians are out of work with the pandemic, and film industry and TV people too. And I told my friend in Florida, I said, if I get you a headset, will you come into VR and help me construct a world where we can have therapy groups and stuff.
Mm.
He said, sure. And because he's familiar with like Pro Tools and Ableton, and I am too, it was very easy to pick up the tools that construct worlds in VR. And it took off. There are loads of meetings now, you know, and they're really immersive. So people feel like they're in the room with a group of people, turning to the people and talking to the people. They might look like a cartoon, but the feeling is there. You're actually there communicating. So it enabled me to get better at communicating, get better at talking, follow conversations, all that sort of stuff. And then I started a group with a friend of mine on Monday night. It's on right now in reality.
Yes, we know. And thank you for being here with us to share your story.
It's okay. Getting people together, because there are so many firsts to happen in social virtual reality, which is what I use to get well, basically.
It is such a new conversation and such a big conversation, and knowing so many parts of it. Actually, before we get into that, I just have to say again, wow, to be going through all that, with all of this still being new and fresh, and you were asking me when we spoke earlier if you know how your voice sounded, and I wasn't sure at first if you were talking about your accent, actually.
My neurologist said to me, I said, I'm having trouble communicating with people, and he said, I think it's your English accent.
And then
have a lot to leave to the imagination here.
You and I were on Skype video, actually, when you and I were speaking earlier today, and you were saying how VR it also helps in this particular case, or at least the alternative reality or the alternative space that we'll talk about in a moment, I'm sure, that your current things that you think are distracting, like your hand moving and all that, right?
Yeah, I have a tremor now in my right hand, which makes eating soup very interesting. So,
you're funny.
But
don't even want to laugh, but go on.
Yeah. You can laugh, okay? But I'm very conscious of it. But in VR, they can't see that. Well, they can see my right hand moving a bit, but they think it's a controller is off or something's wrong with it. That's a funny thing. There's a comedy club in VR. There's several. And comedians are trying out new material because with the pandemic, obviously, people couldn't do anything. So you can go to a comedy club. One of the guys said, you know, this is amazing. He said, in real life, if I do a comedy spot, I might get 10 people in the audience. He said, here I get 50 to 100 every night. He said, I'm not leaving. So there are so many firsts that you can actually achieve. And it's a leveling of a playing field for people with disabilities. Because like one lady said to me, she said, I can fly.
So,
people with disabilities or motor problems can move around. And it's very similar, that the building technology is very similar to the workflow in music or in video or in film. So I'm seeing a lot of film people getting into it now because of the pandemic, because, you know, nothing was going on.
You of course, are are in this for as many people as possible. So the disability connection is amazing. And then and as that was making sense to me, you went on to say there are plays happening and concerts. Oh, yeah. Tell us more.
There was a play at Christmas, and it was cast, rehearsed, and put on in virtual reality. They had a casting call, and you could go to this theater and line up, and you could say I'm going for Captain Hook or something, and they give you a line, and then you say line, and they say we'll call you, you know, next. And so it was like American Idol. You could go to this theater and you could sit in the audience and watch it. It was hysterical, you know. And these people are learning. The community is just doing it themselves. They built the theater. They built the props. They built everything, you know, in virtual reality. It was amazing. And the kids got to see a Christmas play, you know. I think they had 300 people there, you know, massive.
So as a media shaman, I'm assuming you take that it's a self-given title and that you take it very seriously, in that you're saying that there is healing to be done through the media. Is that correct?
I think there is. Like I work with See Good TV, which they say, you know, we watch what we eat. Why don't we watch what we watch? You know? So I take that philosophy to heart, because this is new media. It's a new medium of publishing. And it's got to be positive. It's got to be for the positive, because of the therapy is just so wonderful. Being able, you know, I know about 50 people now in VR, only in VR.
Mm.
And I'm gradually getting to know them outside of VR too. But you really can have these very deep bonds with people in VR. And that's what makes it really... I don't play games. I don't play games at all. I've never played games. I got motion sickness playing a game. So I don't do that. And I don't like horror films.
Well, I expect okay.
You know, my life can...
Hold on, I'm writing it down. What?
There's a screenplay of my life. So, anyway. Okay. Yeah, but, you know, there's so much positive work to be done. And, well, you know, like costume design or, you know, that sort of thing, that's needed. Like tomorrow morning, I've got to go to a meeting where we have... they're actually filming a film in VR, and I'm going there because I'm going to do the music for it, you know, and they're kind of interested in talking to me about it. So, you know, these things are just evolving organically, and it's brilliant. It's just wonderful.
Well, you know, thanks to this conversation that we're having, we just got a note from BBS Radio themselves, who said, interesting, we have a 3D VR talk TV show coming on our network within a couple weeks, 3D radio TV. So the things that we learn while we're talking about this, and actually, you did mention games and that you're not into games. Interestingly enough, about games and this world of VR is that you're saying that social VR is what's going to take this medium to the next generation, even though it's been in gaming for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like Facebook. They're looking into this sort of thing, and you can go to a thing called Venues. But it's all little kids. It's crazy, you know? And they're into the games and stuff. The older people, I think, are into the social aspect of it, especially with the pandemic, because society is going to change. You know, it's, we're not going back to the way we were. We're going to be forever changed by this. And I think that social media, like for me in rural Indiana, I'm able to contact people in Canada and Los Angeles and talk to them about productions and films and movies and things in VR. And I wouldn't do it any other way now.
So that last paragraph of your bio that I mentioned that we have posted on our website, it started and you elaborated on it. My life has had its challenges, but I am optimistic about the future, what it goes on to say. So optimistic about the future from someone who's experiencing so much as you have and so many people are. Why? So, yes, therapy could be fun in this world, and children can learn in this world, and we can do things in this world. But optimism, why optimism for the future beyond that?
Because having a stroke and that much trauma really wakes you up. We only get this life once. We better have fun.
Mm.
You know, so I'm optimistic. I'm just, I thought my life had ended, but it hasn't. You know, I'm just, there's just so many firsts to happen in VR that I haven't even thought of, that people are going to come up with. And it's really low cost to get in there right now. So I recommend anybody who's sitting on the couch for the next month or so, waiting to get the vaccination, get in VR and learn all about it.
So speaking of getting in, let me see if I have this right. You have created a space called AltSpace VR, right? Or
I haven't created it. Microsoft created it. AltSpace VR, yeah.
And that's,
I created the space within it.
AltSpaceVR.com?
Yes.
And then you have a code. Now, in order to use that code, one actually has to have a login. Login, right?
Once you set up with all login, then you put in the code and it'll take you straight to my world, which is pretty disorganized because I had a stroke, remember? So all the pictures on the wall don't quite line up, but it's kind of interesting.
Okay. So you created a space within altspacevr.com.
Yeah.
And so for those who are interested in learning more about you within that space, they could go to that website. And then once they get a login, or if they already can log in, then your code would be GB like Great Britain, right?
Yes.
S like Sam, and then 662.
That's it.
So it's interesting how we...
And that just happened 3 days ago, that they came up with that code that you could put in. So it's all...
Really?
Yeah. It's all accelerating.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Wow, okay. So it's interesting that I remember... talking with a young person who on the show, and I said, "Do you want us to give your at the time was it your I don't know your website or your MySpace or something like that?" And I think she said, "Filippo, nobody has a MySpace account anymore," or you know, or whatever it was. And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. What do you use?" She says, "Oh, we use Facebook or Instagram." And then I remember recently saying to somebody, you know, "Should we give out your Facebook?" Or Filippo, nobody. And they mentioned something else. And you were the first one to mention, "No, I don't need them to go to my this or my that. I want them to go to my AltSpace VR code." And I thought, wow, the world has changed. And the media shaman is leading the way.
Well, I do have all those things called a website and all those sites and things.
All those old things?
I can't remember my password because I had a stroke. So I'm only just getting the systems up and running. So I figure if they're interested enough, they'll come into VR and meet me.
So what does it mean? We have to have a headset, right, in order to make this happen?
Well, you can actually use your PC or your Mac. You can actually go and draw space, like a video game type thing.
So it would be in 2D?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not quite the same. You can't look around quite the same, but you can move around and stuff. So
you move the screen around. I've seen that on Facebook. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I've also seen how it's done in 3D. I'm just, for whoever's listening, because there may be some people who have not considered this because they're not into gaming and they don't need to do some of these other things. But when you mention therapy, and now you're mentioning plays and comedy and concerts and all kinds of things.
I can do a music video in 5 minutes because I've got some incredible sets that we've constructed, and I just film them in VR, stick the music on it. I'm done.
Wow. Do you have any done that we could let us know and we can post them if you'd like? Or are you saying that they would be at that code in all
they
space?
They would be at that code.
At that code. Okay. In the messy room, or however you described it.
Yeah. Well,
so. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up a little bit more. Remind everybody how to get through to you. And I'm glad you mentioned the music, because there's lots of music that you put out. And a lot of it is healing, or most of it actually is for healing purposes as well, yours and the world. So we have your SoundCloud up, and we have your Twitter and Facebook and YouTube channel. So people could find all that as well on the lifechangesshow.com page that we've created for our guest, Michael Newman. And Michael, when we come back, we're going to wrap it up and talk a little bit more about this wonderful world that you are optimistic about. And also in our next segment, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy question. And soon after that, our musical guest will be joining us live, Jens Jarvi, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders' and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. Our guest again is a media shaman and a VR evangelist, Michael Newman. And we are learning about this wonderful world where healing and therapy, music and concerts all can take place in virtual reality. Thanks to people like Michael. And Michael, thank you for coming on and sharing it from your perspective of healing and therapy. What more can you add before I ask us a final question here?
Come in and join me. The water's warm. We need more people.
And why is that? To have more of a group feel? Or no,
there's just so much to be done.
There's work to be done. Okay.
The world's being constructed and events going on and everything. There's not enough people.
So more talent, more creatives. Talent.
Yeah, I think anybody who's, you know, actors and grips and videographers and any video editors, this is a great little side thing that they can get going now, and it's going to take off. It's going to be enormous.
So when it takes off, I could just hear, I know so many people in the field, as do you, and so many who need money. So to put their talents in this, is there potentially a way for them to make money?
Oh, yeah. There are people earning money right now. A video in events and things. There's a guy has a whole setup and he has a whole team of people and they are the cameras. Their avatars are the cameras filming and he cuts with OBS from everything. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff paying gigs in there. The comedy club is paying gigs, you know?
Really?
Yes. There's all this stuff is happening under the surface and no one knows it.
You know, I hate to sound so ignorant about it myself. I know some, and like what was it, Second Space or Second World or Other World?
Second Life.
What's that?
Second Life.
Second Life. Right. Second Life. Right. So, but it sounds like it's no longer just for first adopters.
Yes, exactly. So,
And
AltSpace is just one of the platforms you can build on. There's VR chat, there's all sorts of other ones that all have their idiosyncrasies and the benefits and their pluses and minuses, but they all need people now.
So very interesting. So are you saying that we won't need to get together in person anymore, or we won't want to, or is this going to enhance that, or would that enhance this? How do you see that part of the future?
I can only speak for myself, but my friend in Florida, my friend in San Diego, they don't call me, they don't text me anymore. They say, meet me in VR.
Mm.
Because it's so much more immersive than a video call, than a text call, than a phone call, that it, you know, they can get across what they're trying to say.
So in the case of your friend...
I just think it's, people need to see it. If you see it, you go, oh my God, this is great, you know?
So in other words, you won't be seeing your friend in Florida anytime soon, no matter what, and the friend in California, or you wouldn't necessarily be seeing them together unless you planned a trip or a vacation or something. Instead, you could see them now and have almost the next best thing to being there, literally.
Yes.
Okay, and then... currently, I know that the way you're doing this is via cartoon, right? Is that
they're very cartoony avatars? They were worse a year ago.
Okay,
but they've been upgraded, and they've got a thing called Ready Player Me, and you can go to that site readyplayerme.com, and it will make an avatar for you from a photograph that you put in, so you can actually get it really looking like you.
So I'm assuming the next level up from here is that there's going to be a camera somehow on the computer or something that is capturing us and bringing us into the VR space, right?
Yeah. Well, Microsoft are really investing in this. So I think we're going to see some stuff coming down the pike. They did a conference, you know, so many events, like Burning Man was held in virtual reality.
Right.
You know, right. Sundance Film Festival was there. You know, there's so many things that are going to happen in virtual reality. It's going to be amazing.
So when you say some things are coming down the pike, I'm getting a sense that now that it's really taking off, like a lot of things, they start slowly and people start to adopt slowly, most people rather, and then it just takes off. And you're saying we're at that precipice.
The pandemic has had an effect on every industry. And this industry, it's just made it take off.
Because so, as a good evangelist, I'm getting sold on this that that very quickly we're going to be on the other side of so much technology, and for those to adopt it later, they will almost be behind in a sense. Is what I'm sensing from you?
Yeah, I think so. I think the early adopters are the people, like the people you meet in VR tend to be technical people because we are the early adopters, you know. But it's becoming more mass market. Like I was at a talk show a few days ago, the man in the middle, you know, and it was packed in there. People are laughing. It's crazy. And it's not real. But it is, you know.
Interesting. Well, the rest of your little paragraph goes on to say, social VR, I believe, will be the next generation of media, and I am so glad to play some part in it, help share it with the world. And I think the way you're sharing and the why you're sharing and the heart from which it comes from is a lot of why you're going to get more of a response to your particular niche in this world.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you. I can't imagine what all you've been through and are still working through, and I appreciate the optimism, the humor, and the work. It looks like a lot of work to me from what I saw, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you coming and sharing in the way that you have.
Thank you very much.
What a pleasure. So I know you're going to jump off now and join that world you're talking about right now.
Messaging me. Where are you?
So we should mention it. He's the co-host of Virtual Conversations for Content Creators. It is going on right now, 7 to 8:30 Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Daylight Time. And it's on AltSpace VR every Monday night, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, and they can find it by going to the code GBS662, correct?
Yep.
Well, very good, Michael. Thank you so much. You have a great enjoy. I hope you tell them about us.
And, all right, well, don't worry.
And we'll see you over there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. Wow, and now it's time for our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Melissa, and I have come to you as a client in San Diego years ago. My question may sound strange, but I need to know if it is possible to be hypnotized over the phone. There was an article in the LA Times recently about an older woman who was scammed out of quite a bit of money, and she believes that she was hypnotized by the scammer. In the article, a well-known professional hypnotist says that it's absolutely possible to be hypnotized over the phone and that scammers do it all the time. I'm asking because I recently enrolled in an online course that I felt would help me understand my purpose and reason for being here on Earth. I feel that I made some serious mistakes in signing up for this, as it is very expensive and way out of my present budget. I'm trying to understand why I said yes, as this choice makes no sense to me. I tried to back out of the course many times, and each time I said I didn't want to enroll, I found myself agreeing to continue, and I do not understand why I didn't just walk away. Do you think I was hypnotized by the person offering this course?
Dear Melissa, I had read the article you mentioned in your question, and I agree that it is possible to be hypnotized over the phone. However, I intuit that this is not what happened in your case. I believe you were simply engaged in a conversation with a very persuasive salesperson. You say you tried to back out of the course many times, and I ask that you examine your reasons for wanting to walk away from the transaction and to also examine your reasons for not walking away. In these times of financial uncertainty, I find that many people are making some really interesting choices, and I feel that you may have gone into negotiations without being truly clear as to why you wanted to take a course that was way out of your reach financially. It would be good for you to write down all of the aspects of what motivated you to enter into an agreement to take this course. And then the next step would be to also examine and write down what was going on to change your mind as the transaction progressed. Taking responsibility for your actions is the most elegant choice possible in this situation. It is important for you to become very clear as to why you made the decisions you have made regarding this transaction, so you can take back your power and not live in a victim mentality of believing you were hypnotized. In the future, if you become a part of telephone sales calls, you may want to ask the caller to send you everything in writing so your attorney can go over the agreements. This will give you time to truly examine what is being offered, and with the help of a trusted advisor, you can more easily make the most elegant choices possible for yourself. I trust you will do this next time.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Jens Jarvi, here on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back, and our musical guest is here with us. He is, amongst many things, a singer, songwriter of much different kinds of music. Tonight, we're going to hear some devotional music, but also kirtan and wala and
He's a multi-instrumentalist, and he's Jens Jarvie, and he's here with us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so great to have you here.
Absolutely. What inspiration.
Oh, right? I mean, I'm starting to think.
Wow. Yeah, he had me, my mind spinning in so many directions.
You know, I'm glad to hear your mind spinning in so many directions. And actually, you know, your project, The Heart Wide Open, your heart spinning in many directions too. Tell us about The Heart Wide Open.
The Heart Wide Open is an offering to humanity, more or less, of inspiration, of awakening, of connecting with ourselves, connecting with each other, connecting with the truth of who and what we are, and a constant reminder that this innate capacity is always with us. And so The Heart Wide Open is that that remembrance, the message that helps us retune when we maybe have lost our center.
You have a vision of uplifting and assisting the great awakening of humanity. Where did that vision come from?
You know, I would say that it just has been a part of who I am and you know, the path that I've chosen. And music was always a way to kind of translate the spirituality that I was exposing myself to via wisdom teachings and whatnot. So it was always a method for me to bring the wisdom teachings into a song, and then to be able to share that song. And best case scenario, people would be touched by the lyrics and touched in their hearts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to experience some of that, although this is more of a song than it is the mantra or kirtan, and it's a devotional type song. Could you share what that is and what you're going to be singing for us?
Yeah, you know, I think when we say devotional music, I think it's just a way to categorize, but really it's music of mindfulness. You know, it has a message of mindfulness. You know, so it's music of the heart, medicine of the heart, and the music is the medicine for the heart. So that's what I would say, that it connects us to our devotion to ourselves and our devotion to our own lives, to live our gifts and be the purpose, live the purpose that we're here to live.
Well, and so with that, we're going to be hearing Reflections, which is that self-explanatory?
Reflections, yes. It's it was a song that was actually written in nature, and it was just looking at all of the aspects of nature as this great reflection of how truly free and liberated we are always.
Oh, well, with that, here's Jens Jarvie performing his song Reflections live on the Life Change.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Reflections on this moment in the water I can see, we can be truly free. Reflections on this moment in the mountains I can see, we can be truly free. Song on the wind, I can feel my heart begin to open wide like the sky. Rainbows from within shining down like the sun. Reflections on the warmth illuminating heart and mind. Freedom is this time. Every day is a good day to wake up and say, I welcome the peace to show me the way. And every day is a good day to wake up and say, I welcome all that life shares with me today. This blessing of love all around me. This blessing of peace deep inside of me. This blessing of love all around me. This blessing of peace deep inside of me. Give thanks and praise for the love that flows through every day. I give thanks and praise for the mountains, the trees, the sun shining down on me. Thanks and praise for the water of life and the air I breathe. Oh, thanks and praise. Spirit, the song, the strength to guide me on. Thanks and praise for the love that flows through every day. I give thanks and praise for the mountains, the trees, the sun shining down on me. Thanks and praise for the water of life and the air I breathe. Oh, thanks and praise for the spirit, the song, the strength to guide me on my way, on my way, on my way, on my way Reflections on this moment, in your eyes I can see the beauty of creation rising unto me. Sweet reflections on this moment, the stars I can see, awareness of all life rising up in me. And in the song of the soul, gentle may we go, the warrior from within. No beginning or no end, one moment to the next, breath like the wind, letting go this dream, to let yourself be truly free, truly free, truly free, truly free. And every day is a good day to wake up and say, welcome the peace to show me the way. And every day is a good thing to wake up and say, I welcome all that life shares with me today. This blessing of love all around me. Thank you. His blessing on peace deep inside of me.
All right, there you have it.
Jens, that was amazing. This is Mark. I wanted to step in anyway because I had the good fortune of meeting you at Karen Seva's Song Church and with the rest of our tribe, Anne-Marie Solo and Evan Perman, and what an amazing group of authentic performers you all are, bringing so much heart.
Yeah, that was a really beautiful afternoon for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, no, I went over to the VR thing, was looking for you all there because I wanted to see Jens doing it. So I was like, where is everybody? No, I think I was transported elsewhere, which your music is known to do. It's interesting because at first I was listening to the words and then I was like, oh, and then I was going in and out. Does that happen, Jens?
That happens, absolutely. That's a good sign. That means the meditative atmosphere is being transmitted through the music, which is always a plus.
Well, so besides your VR space, which hasn't been made yet, I understand, where can people reach you on your easily enough on jensjarvi@theheartwideopen.com, right? Or and the heart.
Absolutely, yeah. People can check out my website, Jens Jarvi and the Heart Wide Open, and also through Instagram and Facebook, and of course on Spotify, you can stream the albums that I have on Spotify as well.
Right, so we put your Spotify link on our website, and a bunch of songs came up. I'm like, wow, this is cool. All people have to do is click and go to Spotify or listen to them there. So I just want to make sure I spell the name for everybody. So Jens is J-E-N-S and Jarvi is J-A-R-V-I-E. So Jens Jarvi and the Heart Wide Open, and you can find him all those places and more. Yes. And get to hear him and see him. And right now he's only doing live in, can I mention the city?
No, actually mostly in the North Bay area of Sebastopol, California, where I have my home.
Okay, so for now it's only there, but...
Although after listening, you know, to the interview, I'm pretty convinced that getting a VR room would be pretty sweet.
Right, right. Yeah,
absolutely.
If you would share the song that Mark had shared with us that he heard you performing live. I know we're coming up at the top of the hour, but BBS has been gracious enough to let us go over for the archive. So here's Jen Jarvi performing live his original song. My notes went someplace else. Oh, here they are. So here's Jen Jarvi performing Calling All the People on the Life Changes.
Okay, here we go.
This is a prayer calling on the people. This is a prayer. Listen to her song. This is a prayer to change our direction. This is a prayer to remember why we're here. Calling on the people to unite in the power of love. Calling on the people to unite in the power of love. Love will change the world. Love will hold us all. Love will feed the people if the people can hear love's call. Love will house the homeless. clean water for all. Love will change the world if the people can hear love's call. Love will change the world when the people can hear love's call. This is a prayer to benefit all life, and this is a prayer to reflect upon this moment. This is a prayer to make our voices heard, and this is a prayer for the power of one love. This is a prayer for the gift of a beating heart. And this is a prayer for the clarity of mind. This is a prayer for healing what is broken. This is a prayer to unite in the power of love. This is a prayer to unite in the power of love. Calling on the people to unite in the power of love. Calling on the people to unite in the power of love. Love will change the world. Love will hold us all. Love will feed the people if the people can hear love's call. Love will house the homeless. Clean water for all. Love will change the world when the people can hear love's call. Love will change the world when the people can hear love's call. My prayer is for the people to hear love's beckoning call. My prayer is for the people to hear love's beckoning call. Sing out for the mother, we sing out for us all. We rise for the mother who holds us all. We live for each other, we live for love's call. We live for the mother and the benefit of all. We live for the mother and we answer to love's call. We live for the mother and we answer to love's call. Calling on the people to unite in the power of love. Calling on the people to unite in the power of love. Love will change the world. Love will hold us all. Love will feed the people if the people can hear love's call. Love will house the homeless. Clean water for all. Love will change the world when the people can hear love's call. Love will change the world when the people can hear love's call. Love will change the world when the people can hear love's call.
Jens Jarvie.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I thank you for the music, the words, and the prayer. I like when I was talking to you earlier, I was writing things down saying that should be a meme. That should be, I was writing down, this is a prayer to unite in the power of love. Yeah. Love will change the world. Love will hold us all. Wow. What a great message to leave us on, Jens.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure and such a pleasure to be here and be on the radio with you all.
Well, and for those who have enjoyed and felt the music and want to know more, of course, you can find Jens on Instagram at Jens Jarvie, J-E-N-S-J-A-R-V-I-E.
Yep.
Right. And so Jens Jarvie and theheartwideopen.com is his website, and find him on Spotify. Jens Jarvie, and can't wait for whether I get to see you in 3D or in three dimensions and hear you perform live with your group. We're glad you were at least here with us today online.
Absolutely. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much as well. And so as once again, thanks to Jens Jarvie and thanks to our guest, Michael Newman. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.